Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
We're going to talk scary movies. And we're looking for ones that aren't your usual ones. You know, like people will mention Halloween. People will mention The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, all that stuff. But
I don't even know what those are.
What?
What are those, scary movies?
Yes.
Rosemary's Baby.
And so some of you have also been texting us your thoughts on scary movies. So we'll definitely throw those in now. But with us, Tyler Cornell, who is into movies like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Tyler.
This is my time of year.
This genre, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Here's Tyler Cornell with a look at the roads to fear.
That's awful.
I know it was. Did that
all right,
for you.
So obviously there's like the standards and people have been sending us things like The Sixth Sense, which I think is a really cool kind of spooky one, but not, I don't call that a horror film.
No.
So we can do spooky and horror, but...
Mm-hmm. So So Jason gave me some homework to do just a little bit ago. So I'm just going to go through some of them. The ones that everybody needs to watch: Halloween 1978, The Shining from Kubrick, Stephen King adaptation, and obviously The Exorcist. I think that's one of the best. It's a good horror movie, but it also works as a great family drama character study. That's a great one.
Not a good comedy, but those are the basics.
No. Yes. No, basics. Not that genre blending.
All right, go to the next scary one. Excited for this one, really.
So now he wants me to do scary movies that broke new ground. I would say The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original.
Okay.
That one definitely. Scream from 1996. That really helped in the 90s when horror movies were basically dead.
Right.
And The Blair Witch Project.
Uh-huh.
That was the big found footage one that, you know, started kicking off and got the paranormal activities going.
Because that was the whole, like, first person with a camera, like,
is
not
it real,
perfect.
Is it not?
It didn't look so real.
Can a movie make me throw up from motion sickness? Yes, it can. Did you like it? Were you a fan of that?
I am. I still am. I think it's great. I think I went to go see it in the theaters, I think, when it was like its 20th anniversary or something.
Yeah.
It works. The sound, it's all so spooky. You don't see anything, but it's so, that idea of
the
slow descent of just being lost. It's like, it was really, and then that ending is just horrifying.
I've never seen that one.
Oh,
so
yes.
I should check it out because it's not gory, right? It's just scary.
You don't see anything. That's
the beauty of it.
And that's the same thing with like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You don't see any blood. You think with that movie you do, but you don't.
Yeah,
and that's what makes that one so great to me.
We may have had this conversation. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is probably my all-time favorite horror film.
I've never seen that one either.
If you watch it with your eyes closed, I'll bet it's even scarier because you imagine
all that. Oh, it's so by the end, you're losing your mind.
It's the worst case scenario for any travel experience.
Exactly. Don't pick up hitchhikers. Don't anything.
All right. So now let's get to some of the ones that, you know, if you don't watch movies as much as you do, but you want to find a really good one, what are some of the suggestions?
So my top one that I think nobody has ever really heard of or gets it not talked about as much is one called Lake Mungo. It's an Australian mockumentary about a family that's being haunted by their daughter's death and the secrets that she left behind. It's very slow and creepy, but it's more chilling and paranormal than actually gory.
Lake Mungo. Now, is that like on a streaming service or is that something you can find like on Amazon Prime?
I believe that's definitely streaming. I swear I saw on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I think it's there, but it's a relatively short one. Again, yeah, mockumentary style. It kind of looks like you would almost be watching like a Dateline episode or something, but it's super creepy and it has... It has an image in there where I remember I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought of it and I couldn't fall back to sleep because I was so terrified.
Just looked it up. Amazon Prime Video. It's free if you have Amazon Prime Video.
I do have that. Yes. Lake Mungo.
Tubi also. It's free streaming.
Absolutely. Oh, that's one I randomly found on a whim and it's very, again, I like the found footage genre. So like with Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity and this one is kind of found footage, but again, mockumentary style. Sure. Very cool. Okay.
There's really something special about creepy movies, scary movies, and bodies of water. They do it works so well for movies like this. All right, this is cool.
Lake Mungo.
Okay. My list.
Yes. Lake Mungo. Okay.
Yes, correct.
And now what else?
Let's see. I like one of the Stephen King adaptations. I like Pet Sematary the most. That one is so scary, dealing with grief and death and all that kind of
stuff.
That's
the only one I read his book and I had to stop because it was so disturbing.
I had seen the original movie and then I watched the remake and then I read the book and I was like, yeah, the book is very disturbing. King is one of those that writes, he has to write down every single detail of everything. So it takes me a while. But the book and the movie match that tone.
Oh, boy.
Creepiness.
Well, if I couldn't get through the book, I probably can't do the movie. Oh, There's a little bit of a connection as you're talking about Lake Mungo and the daughter's death. And then you've got Pet Sematary with the son's death.
Yeah, it's all very sad. They're sad movies. Yeah. Both of those especially. Very sad. I don't want to say depressing, but it's just, it gets you in that, like I said, grief and dealing with it and all that kind
of stuff.
And
then turning it into something scary, which is sad.
And, I was going to say real quick, I wanted to go with a fun one with all this despair. Trick or Treat from 2007. It's a great anthology movie. It's like these five intertwining tales that, you know, from one Halloween night, there's this one little character they call Sam. He's got this, he's like one of the little like iconic horror movie villains, but it's really good how all the stories sort of connect at the end of the movie. And it's really, really good one. That's fun. Really clever, written, funny.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
From 2007. Here's some that people sent us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Village.
Oh, yeah. M. Night, yeah.
Weapons.
Oh, that came out over the summer there. That one's pretty good. That one's on HBO Max right now.
It's on my list because Tyler's told me I have to watch that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one?
It's wild.
Okay,
it's one of the more wild movies I've seen.
Is that one gory or no?
By the end.
Okay. Long
Something
legs.
Something to look forward to.
Someone else said Long Legs.
Long Legs is really weird. That one, Nick Cage, yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
That's a good one.
Sinners.
Sinners was good. That was the one that came out, the vampire movie at the beginning of the year. Very good.
Another says Prom Night, and I guess that's the one with the one from Halloween.
Jamie Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie Lee's in it. Oh, yeah.
She was in a lot in the 80s. Yeah.
Another one, Triangle 8.5. Is that, I don't know.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of it either. Never so heard I don't of know it. If that's.
It's probably a sequel to Rectangle 4.1.
Yeah, I don't know. Never heard of it. You got me on that one.
What do you think of the movies that are gory and funny? And funny, like they go. Do you like movies that push it like that, or when you watch
like Terrifier?
Movies, like, well, yeah, the Terrifier series, which you kind of, do you know about that one? Have you seen Art the Clown? Are you familiar with this?
I did not know.
No, you would hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
But it's got like a sense of humor. I was going more for like what I fell in love with, Evil Dead Part 2.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like gory and scary, and also for laughs.
Heavily recommend all the
Reanimator 2 is another one.
Yeah, yeah, that was
Reanimator.
Yeah, just the first one, but yeah, Reanimator is pretty good. But I always lean towards the Evil Dead stuff. That whole franchise, you could pick whatever one you don't. It's there's not a bad one in the bunch. There's like five of them.
Go ahead.
I was saying, is there a horror film you've seen that you'll never watch again because it messed with you?
Oh man, you put me on the spot.
Well, you're thinking, I have one.
Okay.
I was a kid and I loved the Friday the 13th series. Mm-hmm. And back in 1980, it was 1979, 1980, 1981, there were two movies that came out, both named Friday the 13th. And I don't know if you know about this. Mm-hmm. One was called Friday the 13th with Jason and that whole series. Well, whatever. And the other one was called Friday the 13th, The Orphan.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I saw it in the paper, put it on around midnight, started watching it. And kept waiting for Jason to show up, and he doesn't. And it is a trippy, creepy, scary. I don't know if it's any good.
Right.
It was like, so disturbing.
Yeah.
I went back recently and tried to watch some clips, mm-hmm. and I turned it off.
You did.
It was
weird.
That's messed up.
I had heard about that in one of the Friday the 13th documentaries, but that The Orphan, whatever.
All right,
is.
Tyler, have you ever seen The Blob?
The remake or the original?
The original. Was there
I've
a
never
remake
seen yet? The original. That remake rocks. That
okay.
remake
I gotta
is
see
so...
That one, I couldn't eat I couldn't eat jelly.
Yep, I remember
I
hearing about that.
Jell-O.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat ketchup.
Oh, my God. I heard you talk about that, and I was like, if you couldn't handle that, you can't handle the remake. It's gnarly, but
it's a black and white classic.
I just want you all to know I can handle it now.
That's good.
So I should watch the remake.
But is there one you can't rewatch? Is there one you can't rewatch?
That I can't rewatch?
I took
rewatch?
Your answer to the question I asked.
Okay, first, the Blob remake, I don't know if you could handle it, but give it a shot. And then for your question, I was thinking there's one called Eden Lake.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender's in it. Very disturbing. It involves this couple that goes like on a like little vacation to a place called Eden Lake, and they're dealing with these teenagers that start harassing them. There's an event that escalates everything, and they're basically trying to kill them. So it's very the way that it's dealing with children going after these adults and all this kind of, it's very hard to watch. It's a hard watch. So that one I probably won't watch again.
All right. Some people texting us. Burnt Offerings. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah.
Heredity.
No, yeah.
Hereditary. Yes.
Oh, Hereditary.
Hereditary. Oh, that one. That's been my favorite horror movie of like the last 10 years, probably.
Scary.
Yeah.
So they said it was very disturbing.
Yes.
Oh, An American Werewolf in London.
Love it. Yep,
Final Destination.
Mm-hmm.
And another says Atlas Shrugged was the scariest movie, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on like the movies like Get Out?
I mean, I like it. I don't really have a stance on it.
They're
very good.
They're like not traditional horror necessarily, but they're creepy and they're like...
That went somewhere I never expected.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you saw that one?
I did see that one.
That's what I love about the horror genre, though, is it can blend so much into it. It can be so many things but still be scary and all that. So, yeah, Get Out is a horror movie, but... I like the way that it goes with like the twists and the turns, and you're guessing the whole time what is going on in this. So,
it's a lot like The Sixth Sense in that way.
A little bit.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
Don't leave. This is better than politics.
Let's just do this again on Friday.
The Black Phone is another one. Someone just
first one was good. Second one I saw the other week. That one was okay.
It was just okay. All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. You know so much about. Look at he knows almost every one of these we gave him.
Yes.
I think I know. And I talked to him. I'm like, I know nothing. It's crazy.
If you want to do it on Halloween again, I'll be back.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.